Prime Minister Brian Mulroney and about a quarter of his cabinet will travel to Halifax next week to meet privately with about 400 of the top contributors to the Progressive Conservative Party from across the country. Among those joining Mulroney will be Finance Minister Michael Wilson and International Trade Minister Pat Carney, organizer Brian Gallery said Thursday from Montreal. From the United Nations, the Soviet Union announced Thursday it was paying all of its outstanding debts to the financially troubled United Nations. That includes $197 million in U.S. for peacekeeping operations it has long refused to support. The decision, while a reversal of past practice, was consistent with the new line being publicized by Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. Turning to CKWV Sports. First of all, in hockey last night, it was the Islanders over Philadelphia, 6-0, convincing win for them. And it was the Rangers over Pittsburgh Penguins they tied. New York Rangers and Pittsburgh tied at 6-6. Tonight, the games have Hartford at Washington, Quebec at Buffalo, Montreal at New Jersey, Toronto at Detroit, and Edmonton's going to be in Calgary. From Toronto, veteran defenseman Boyle Salmin returned home Thursday after being suspended indefinitely by the Toronto Maple Leafs after a disturbance in which several Leaf players were expelled from a Bloomington, Minnesota hotel. The Leafs played Red Wings in Detroit tonight after being beaten 4-3 Wednesday night in Bloomington by the Minnesota North Stars. Bloomington police say they were called to a Marriott hotel at 2:53 a.m. Thursday to investigate a disturbance. Sergeant Ron Whitehead said hotel guests had complained about noise from a room occupied by two Leafs. He said five players were warned and then released. From Venice, Italy. Toronto sprinter Ben Johnson and Irish cyclist Stephen Roche were named Thursday as co-winners of the Golden Athlete Awards for 1987 by a jury of prominent Italian sports writers. Retired French soccer star Michel Platin was awarded a special prize for his outstanding career. The annual awards will be formally presented on January 12th in Rome. Johnson was honored for setting a world record of 9.83 seconds in the 100-meter dash at the World Track and Field Championships at Rome. Roche won the World Road Racing title along with the Tour of Italy and the Tour de France, matching the accomplishment of retired Belgian ace Eddy Merckx. Canadian Football League action. It was the Toronto Argonauts defeating the BC Lions 33-14. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers getting by the Ticats 47-14. Stampeders over Saskatchewan Roughriders 28-11. In the NFLs, in the first day of play since the strike has been on, they got all kinds of other players. And there was a lot of empty seats and a lot of mistakes being made on the field in those days. Yeah, the Colts beating the Bills 47-6. The Redskins over Cardinals 28-21. The Saints over the Rams 37-10. The Bears beat the Eagles 35-3. Steelers over the Falcons 28-12. Cowboys beat the Jets 38-24. The Browns over the Patriots 20-10. The Buccaneers over the Lions 31-27. The Chargers over the Bengals 10-9. Raiders beat the Chiefs 35-17. The Oilers over the Broncos 40-10. The Seahawks beat the Dolphins 24-10. And the Packers got by the Vikings by a score of 23-16. And all those NFL games that have been played using strikebreakers will be used to determine the standings. So these games are important. Today it's going to be mainly sunny. We'll be reaching a high of 16-18. Tonight we have increasing cloudiness. We get down to a low of 6-8. Tuesday is going to be clouding over, but a few showers should be reaching a high of 15-17 degrees and a 60% chance of precipitation. The outlook for Wednesday and Thursday, periods of rain will be reaching highs on those days of 15 and lows of 5. I'm Terry Weddick with the CKWE Noontime News.